Tuesday, July 18th, 2006, Upon Further Review, episode number 6. Call us a review show or call us a couple cast. Some days it's 6 of one, half dozen of the other. All right, then. Once again, here we go. Welcome to Upon Further Review, episode number 6. I'm Greg.
I'm Clea.
And we want to say hello to everybody out there in the wide, wide world of the internet, wherever you may be, in space, on the planet. Welcome. What's going on, everyone? We want to say a couple of things, first of all, just sort of to get ourselves started before talking about some of the other major review stuff that we're going to be talking about today. And we want to start by sending a big shout out to a few people. First of all, we want to say hello and thank you to Steve and Maureen from the Wicked Good Podcast, which is actually linked to our page, because they were good enough to play our promo and mention us on the show recently, on their show, and that was cool. And they were a couple cast that we do like. We'll be talking about the couple cast thing in just a second, but those guys are cool. I actually know them from Brandeis. Maureen was a student of mine way back in the day when I first got to Brandeis and was a graduate student teaching a class there. So they do a show called the Wicked Good Podcast. Also, Steve does a show called the Extra Points Fantasy Football Podcast. And since I am a big fantasy football fan, I will clearly be checking that out in an effort to crush my fantasy football league this year. So thanks for mentioning us. Oh, and Clea is also in that fantasy football league.
Oh, no. When's that starting again?
Yeah, like a month or two, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I have a month to relearn things and figure out what teams and what names mean and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. The ball is a ball that you throw through the... Yeah, you'll figure it all out. Whatever. Clea always pretends to claim that she knows nothing about this, and then she always makes the playoffs and beat me last year. And so, yeah. I'll be coming to you, Steve, for direct personal information. You'll be getting a PM from me very soon. So go check them out at wickedgoodpodcast.com, and I will link them up to our show notes as well. Second thing we wanted to do was to mention the country thing, because I talked last week about how a lot of people have been checking us out from different countries, but I couldn't remember the specific, I mean, what all the different abbreviations are for.
Did you find out what IL meant?
Yes, I did. So here is the current updated list, okay? People from the following countries have checked us out. From the United States, that silly little country, Canada, Australia, Germany, Great Britain, Netherlands, China, France, Taiwan, Japan, Italy, Hong Kong, Ukraine, Russia, South Korea, Singapore, Belgium, Israel, that's the IL, that's the thing that I didn't realize before, I feel terrible, and the other thing was Trinidad and Tobago,
right.
And we would like to send, Cleo would like to send a particular big shout out to Trinidad and Tobago, because...
Well, yeah, we need to get Tarek listening.
I know, that's true, it's a friend of ours, we do, get down to Trinidad and Tobago. So
we would be fine with going to any of those places.
Again, we've made this claim several times, and maybe it's just not getting clear, so we'll try to be clear here. If you'd like us to come to your country free and review some...
We are willing to make that sacrifice.
We would be happy to do that. So we really would like to thank. It's just cool that all these different countries are checking the show out, and we think it's great. And so thanks for that. And speaking of countries, very quickly, also wanted to say hello to Bernadette, who was nice enough to leave a comment on our website this week. Bernadette does reviews like Agile does that we talked about a couple shows ago. And she does her reviews, just text reviews she does over at Podcast Alley. And she's also from Australia. So we have two people now that are confirmed listeners from Australia.
Awesome. So yeah. We can plan our trip. We got plenty of places to stay.
That's right. That's the theory. They're all like, what? So thanks for checking us out. Okay, and then the last thing I want to mention very quickly is about the audio comment thing. PodPress, in its effort to prove that it is the greatest podcasting plugin for WordPress ever, has just added a new audio comment in association with MyChingo. And what it means is that if you're too shy to leave your voice on the voicemail, or if you don't want to leave a text comment, you can actually go to the comment site. You just click on a comment on the post that you want to make. You click on that post, and you'll see a thing that says insert audio comment. And if you click on that, a thing will pop up right in your web browser. You don't have to do anything extra, and it will let you record a 30-second message, which you can then upload, and then we'll hear it as a part of the comments. So please do that. We actually left a demo comment on there to show you how it works, and we love to hear from people. I guess all podcasters have this thing where everyone's always like, please say hello, please say something to it. Feedback. Anybody say something to us.
We want to know that you're not just going to the website, downloading, and then not really listening and not really caring.
Yeah.
I guess we have issues.
We're needy people. Please. Okay, so one of the things that we, and the last thing we want to talk about, and this is going to be a little bit more unpleasant. We did a review last week of Choose the Left, which is a podcast done by Jake and Aaron. They live in Utah, a divorced couple that live in Utah that do a podcast. And I got an email this morning from Jake, I think, who was just emailing everybody, letting them know that the new show was out. So I checked out what they had to say about the review. And wow.
The good news is I do think that they're going to integrate our two suggestions around a little bit of structure,
yeah,
around how they're going to start their podcast and how they're going to end it,
yep,
and integrating a little bit of editing.
Yep.
And that's our goal, Greg. And that's really all that's important. I mean, I think that they did get some positive feedback and they did hear some positive feedback. So that's why we're here.
I think we should explain though what this is about. If the Choose the Left show, actually, they spent about 10 minutes, I guess, talking about our review. And they certainly are going to take some things into account, and that's great. And we should say, by the way, you know, the Eclectic Review, which we reviewed, they've actually changed the music, which is one of the things we commented on, and I think that's made that show even better. The Will Flipson Show is now using PodPress, yay PodPress, and that's made that show even better. And so there's some other people that we reviewed that have, you know, that have done some of the things we suggest, and that's cool, and we're glad about that because that's what we want to try to do. But I guess mostly the problem was that I guess Jake in particular, Aaron a little bit, but Jake in particular felt that me specifically, not really Clea, was really harsh and condescending. And I've got to admit, I was not all fired up about doing the show tonight because I want to separate this very briefly into personal and I won't say professional because they made fun of my use of that term. So not professional, okay? Personal and the show. On the personal level, I try to be as nice a guy as I can. Anyone who knows me will tell you that I do that almost to a fault. And so when I hear someone say something about me that I feel represents kind of a misperception of how I meant to come across, it bothers me. And clearly they felt that I, you know, they said that I hate couple casts and that I was, you know, condescending and that I was the kind of person that Jake used to be 8 years ago because I was just too critical and this and that and the other. And I guess on the personal side, I wanted to say I'm really sorry if I came across that way. I really am. I went back and listened to it. I didn't think that was how I was coming across, but they, you know, he felt that way, and I'm really sorry about that.
Well,
I think personally, I didn't mean to come across that way.
The first thing that might be an important thing for you, Greg, this is a great lesson in learning the power of perception. I'm sorry, I am a social worker, so I'm going to do that. How they perceive things is going to dramatically influence what they hear and what they didn't hear.
No, it's true.
And so they perceive things a particular way, and so chose to focus in on certain things and even misheard certain things because of their focus, and then didn't focus on other things.
Yeah, so I guess personally, I'm sorry about that. On the professional side of things, on the show side of things, I guess I would say, we're not going to change the show to make it, I don't know how to put this, I feel like we try to be as constructive as we can be in our reviews, but if you submit a show to review, and they did submit their show to us to review, we're going to give you an honest opinion of it. And of course, it's an opinion, and it's our opinion, but it's something that we try to do research and gather information to give the opinion. And we're going to give you an honest review. I think there's a lot in the podcasting community of this kind of everyone pat each other on the back type of thing. You know, your show is great. No, your show is great. No, my show is even, your show is so great that I can't tell you how great your show is. And that's one of the real strengths of the community because these are really nice people. Like I meant that. Everybody that I talk to in this community is nice and that's really great. But I think the other side of things is I think it would just be patronizing if people sent us a show and we were like, oh, isn't that great and wonderful? And give them kind of a lollipop and a pat on the back. I just don't think that's our job. I think one of the things we're supposed to do is give people suggestions on how they might make it better. And in this case, we thought the show was fun and we thought they were fun and fresh. And both you and I, Clea, said they were interesting people and they were a lot of good times to listen to. But we just thought the show would benefit, you know, with some suggestions that we made. And that is not going to change. If you're looking for a show that is going to give you nothing but sunshine and light, that's not what you're going to get here. I think we try to balance positive with more constructive criticism. And so on the personal side, I'm sorry if that's how I came across to you. On the professional side, that's the show that we do. And I just don't think we can change that, you know? So.
So you're bipolar is what you're telling everyone.
Yes, exactly. You know, yes, no, I'm not. Shut up. So anyway.
Okay. All right.
So let's get into the show today. And we have three things that we're going to actually review. First, we're going to talk about, we're all about tackling small topics here at Upon Further Review.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about MySpace. All of it.
Our show will be 10 weeks long.
It'll be 10 weeks long. That's right. This will be part one of 20. It's our mini-series. So we're going to do MySpace. Then we're going to move on to talk about Camelback. This is kind of funny because this was originally something that Clea's like, oh, this will be great. And then we went to their website and sort of were like, oh. Yeah. So we'll talk about a Camelback, which is like a water bottle for backpacks.
We'll explain.
And then the last thing in the show that we're going to review is the 1 minute how-to podcast, which was submitted to us for review.
Okay.
So let's get cracking on MySpace. And everybody, I think, out there knows what MySpace is. It's this big phenomenon, right? It's a place where you can put together web pages and websites and basically anything that you have some interest in, whether it be your own personal life, whether it be a band, whether it be comedy, whether it be some business, and you can put a page on MySpace. And pretty much everybody, even if they have their own individual website, has a separate page on MySpace because it's like a social community as much as it is a website directory. People can link from one website to the other by going to their friends. And almost any site that you look at MySpace will have like 1,000 friends on them of some kind or another. So you can often find that you're connected to Kevin Bacon through, you know, 650 other friends that you happen to have in between you and him. So MySpace is really, it's a phenomenon in that it brings everybody together in the internet. And there's almost, I would say 75% of people who are connected on the internet in any way know about or have some website that's on MySpace right now.
I mean, just coming from a layman, because that's the only kind of perspective I can bring to this, I usually avoid MySpace simply because it has a lot of those annoying things at the top of it, like click here and find your old high school classmates and stuff like that. And I just find it really overwhelming.
Yeah, it
is. There's just too much stuff. And not only that, but it's not just the common man anymore. I mean, you have legitimate, huge professionals now that are also on it. And I feel like it was one thing when it was just a bunch of people. There are professionals, but maybe unknown professionals.
Yep.
A great way for everyone to communicate and to create a community, as you said. But it seems like everyone has MySpace websites now.
Or sometimes like two. I've seen people have like, I swear to God, one person has MySpace for the first half of the week, they tell you this, and they have a MySpace website for the second half of their week. I'm not making that up. It's like MySpace Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then like, if you want to know about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, please go to my... I was like, you
I mean, it's
be
just become
me.
A little bit like the, you know, the Lance Armstrong yellow wristbands. And now everyone has a wristband.
With like colors that you're like, what does the purple stand
it
for?
It doesn't this, matter anymore.
This puce brand shows my support of dictionaries, you know,
but
or
anyway,
something like that.
I mean,
but so
that's the only perspective I can really bring to it is that I'll try every once in a while to go into MySpace, but I just will find it so overwhelming with just too many things. But on the flip side, it is also a nice way to, if you have a particular interest, either a hobby or a profession that you're trying to break into, it is nice to go and see what other people are doing, and it's a great way to see what works, what doesn't work. It's a nice alternative to going and buying the book and trying to get into a particular field and actually going and seeing what real professionals are.
Absolutely, that's true. And they've set up links and actually done these things to do that. You know, you have their friend list where you can click on all of their profiles and they immediately go there. And they've added other stuff, like they have video functionality, they have pictures you can upload, you know, you can put up your band sound, stuff like that. And it really has become a major thing, especially for music. But I guess the reason I wanted to review it, and it was just something, is that because MySpace has become so ubiquitous, because everybody uses MySpace. First of all, it reminds me of like walking into a massive warehouse store. You know what I'm talking about? Like not just like Costco, but the Costco home site. And you go in there and you're like, okay, I could go to the left and find cars, or I could go search for tax software to my right. You know, I mean, they have everything. And it's so, to me, unfocused that it's going to makes things a little bit more difficult to find stuff. But more to the point, MySpace is just clunky. I mean, this is not new. Anybody who's used MySpace will know this is true. But if you go to these various pages, you have a lot of dead links. You have a lot of their, you know, they pop up all these things so that your browser slows to a crawl. If you have something like our thing like with the player, like player that pops up, the minute you go into that site in the first place, the site actually goes and it immediately starts playing without you asking it to. So the site is too busy. There's way too many bells and whistles, and it's just really, really slow. Plus, on top of it, because everyone has one, you get friend requests from people that you've never heard of in your life. Like over at the Mep Report, the comedy show I do, Russ has gotten requests from like Sexy Monica, Fun Monica, Nice Monica, Cute Monica, which are all clearly like spam, you know, types.
Yeah,
things.
I mean that's the only
and you get
thing
those
is
requests
that
all
it's,
the time.
It's I don't have an issue with getting friend requests from people you don't know because that's the point of this, right? But unfortunately, when anything becomes big, then people start abusing it, and now you got all these people using it as spam. But that happens everywhere. Just like when you go on Podcast Pickle and you think you're having a discussion with people and actually it's random people posting spam once in a while.
That's really actually Podcast Alley more than Pickle. Podcast Alley is really bad at that. I don't know what they do over Pickle, but spam is not too bad over at the Pickle. But Podcast Alley is really bad for that. And you're right. I mean, a lot of it has to do with the size. But it's also just that I think that they've gotten so excited about how good MySpace is that it's almost like it ceases to have any unique value because you're like, oh, you have a MySpace page. I'm shocked. You know, right. It's like saying, oh, you've drunk water in your life. Okay, good. You know, so I don't know. I just think that MySpace needs to kind of refocus a little bit and do what it can to sort of cut down on how overwhelming it is. Maybe they could subdivide into categories even more than they already do. Maybe they could have a better sign-in system where, you know, you have to be sort of validated by sending emails to your account to validate or something. But right now, just pretty much everyone and their uncle can sign up for something. And that combined with how sort of slow and clunky the site is, that can be kind of a problem, I think.
All right, so what do you give it?
I would say I would probably want to give it, I guess I'll give it a 3. I mean, I was thinking about going lower, but it has a lot of functions. It's just frustrating that it's getting slower and slower and there's so much. So
okay.
I'd say a 3.
3.
So 3 out of 5 for MySpace. Okay.
So we went camping this weekend.
Yes, we did.
And so I thought about choosing a topic that's somewhat apropos to the season. And I don't know if very many people know about this. Most people probably know about this. If you've done any kind of hiking, camping, biking,
drinking of water,
jogging, you probably know about this. If you're a crunchy granola, you know about this. It's called Camelback, and that's just a brand.
By the way, this can be found at www.camelback.com.
And just like Kleenex, you know, Kleenex was the brand, and then it created this product called Kleenex.
Yeah.
And now other people make Kleenex. This is the same thing. Camelback kind of created this, or at least made it popular, but now you can get other brands. And what it is it's a water bottle, but it's a bag, a water bag,
yep,
that you can attach to your back.
Mm-hmm.
And either you just have the water bag itself, or it can be put into specialized backpacks or
yep,
something like that. And it's just a really great way to carry water with you when you're hiking, biking, camping, whatever.
And the big advantage is that it's got, besides it's portable, right, it's got that straw that comes around from the bag itself.
Straw.
And you can, well, whatever, the
tube. That's a hose or something. It's a straw.
It's a really big straw, okay? Like one of those slicky straws when I was a kid. You see the water go into it. Anyway.
Well, it you can strap it to your back so you don't have to carry it in your hands.
Right.
It keeps it cold.
Yep.
And you just have to just grab the hose, which you can lock right in the front, just grab the hose, drink it right.
Well, but
from
the point
hose.
But the cool thing is you can bite down on it and then drink without having to actually,
you don't have to worry about opening or closing.
Exactly. You don't have to open or close it, which is really cool because you don't have to constantly be unscrewing or closing, you know, water
yeah,
bottles and everything else. So we thought this would be okay, we'll do this little review and blah 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 blah. Okay. So then we go to the website. And first of all, like, we got there, and I think Clea was talking about how it was all crunchy granola, right? We get to this website, and first of all, we get this super deluxe, you know, welcome to the Camelback bottle. You know, it's doing all this 3D stuff and everything.
Well, they have four categories. They have sports recreation.
Yeah, here's the other three categories. Get ready
military,
for this. Military.
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
And government industrial.
It's like the trifecta.
But,
and you go to the first page.
But each one gives you the exact same picture of some guy with a long range
with a rifle. So we're like, oh, this is great. We'd like to recommend the Camel bottle if you like to camp or shoot people with a long-range sniper rifle. I mean, and everything you look at, it's like, it even has things like, they have one of their subcategories under military is chem biodefense. I'm like, oh, that's sweet.
Wow.
And if you go,
how much
tested,
is that?
Oh, this is like, it says full specs.
Oh,
full
we should
specs.
Get that in case, like.
No, we shouldn't.
It says, honey, think I'm driving the subway, I'm taking the subway to work, and maybe there's something
happens.
It says
resist penetration by potentially lethal chemical and biological agents.
Toss it on my back.
It's like the Michigan militia took over this company all of a sudden. Like, if you go to the backpacks themselves, I don't know if they have a list of the backpacks somewhere.
Yeah, go up to sports.
If you go to the backpacks, what are the things here?
Menace.
Menace. The Havoc, the Scorpion, what was the other one that I love? Mayhem. This is the backpack. Why does it sound like professional wrestlers that you're carrying around on your back? Now, mayhem is being used to carry your camelback. So I don't know what has happened to this company or what you got me into when I was drinking from this bottle, but I think we basically supported like an attacks on civilians. That's
yeah,
what
I mean,
say.
Just so people know, what I've used is I got the Unbottle, which is just purely the bag inside an insulation pack.
Too bad you didn't use the Chaos.
That you can then that you can then put in any backpack you want. And then you could also buy ones that have that are a specific backpack for it.
They have a bag called the Hellion. I mean, what the Jesus.
The Cloud Walker. Ooh, we should get the Cloud Walker.
Well, that at least sounds vaguely Star Wars-y.
The but Hog.
The Hellion? I mean, what the Scorpion?
Like Honcho.
It actually sponsors as, you know, stinging other people when you try to drink it.
The Daystar.
Oh, my God. But I mean...
Okay, but anyway... So I've purchased the Unbottle. How much is the Unbottle, Greg?
I don't know how much the Unbottle is.
They don't even have prices. That probably means it's out of my price range.
Oh, $30.
Okay, yeah. I think that's about how much I paid for it.
Yep.
And it's still going strong. I've had it since we went to Greece.
Yep.
So what's that? 2002?
Or
2002.
Yeah, I think, yeah, or even before. Yeah, a long time. So, no, it's a good bag. My concern is just that you may be supporting, you know, the overthrow of legitimate governments in South America by buying this bag. I have no idea, but...
Anyway,
so the Camelback is cool, but... disturbing. So what do you want to give this, hon?
Well, as a product, I would like to give it a 4.
Yes.
As a company choices, I don't know. I'd have to look into the company.
We'd have to give it a null set so we don't get attacked by the guy with the sniper
That's
rifle.
True. Well, they have news. Maybe we could look into the news, see
news.
If they've
We've
taken
recently
over.
We've been bought over, but anyway.
All right.
So, all right, you want to give it a 4.
The product itself is a really good product. I highly recommend it. And even for people, if you're just going out to a parade or something, you can put, I think, like at least 2 liters, if not more, of water, and it keeps it cold. And it's really important to keep yourself hydrated during the summer.
Especially during these days. If you know anything, I mean, we're recording this, obviously, on Tuesday the 18th, and it has been hot as
hot
anything.
Hot and humid.
Hot as a hellion, like the baguette or something. So,
humid like a menace.
I would say if you add in the fact that you may be sponsoring death camps, you might want to give this a 3.5 instead of a 4. I mean, it's a good product, but...
Let's give it a 3.5 because one thing I want to mention,
yeah.
The only difficulty to the setback to this is that if you have people that don't necessarily are a little picky about the taste of their water, sometimes after years of use, it has started to taste a little bit plasticky,
mm-hmm.
and it's totally safe and healthy.
Especially in case of chemical attack.
But if you are picky, you know, you might notice it, not like it.
Right. But overall, I mean, leaving aside the disturbing company part, it is a good product. And so, yes. Right. So we would say 3.5. Okay. The final thing that we have on the docket for tonight is the 1 Minute How-To podcast.
The 1 Minute How-To podcast is your show, literally. Each show features people just like you explaining how to do something. The only catch is they only have 60 seconds. This means they need to get right to the point, but isn't that a good idea anyway? And why did I say it was your show? Because I'd like you to be on the show. That's right, just send an email to 1minutehowto@gmail.com and let me know you'd like to participate. Just as good as being on the show is hearing others who've taken the challenge, and you can do this by going to podcasternews.com and finding the show in the education section. Hey, I got this done in a minute. Got a minute? Learn something by listening to the 1 Minute How-To podcast.
This podcast is done by a guy named George Smith, and he submitted it to us for review. You can find it at www.oneminutehowto.com. And I guess what I would essentially say, it's a little bit different from the other shows that we reviewed in several respects. First of all, because he releases them fairly often. They come out on average every 2 to 3 days, let's say. And part of the reason for that is because the whole premise of the show is he gives everybody who wants to be on the show 1 minute to explain how to do something. And the stuff that you people choose how to do is everything from like how to order at Starbucks to how to personalize a squash to how to buy stock without a broker, to how to write a thank you note, to how to make a pinhole camera from a film canister. So it's basically like every kind of thing. And he basically gets people who are experts at these things to either, sometimes they use Skype, so they call into his show. Sometimes they're in the room with him.
Yeah, no.
And things like that. So they're 1 minute. So they're supposed to be, and you only have 1 minute to do it. And the whole show is maybe like 3.5-4 minutes. So they're very short and they come out more frequently.
Okay.
So that's kind of the premise
of the
show.
But what it is it's a bunch of people who have podcasts, who want to promote their podcast, who think up something thing, some how-to that they can do.
Now, that's not true. Some people really want to just get rid of raccoons and they want to spread the word.
Okay. So if you want to be idealistic, you can be with Greg. But really what it is just a bunch of people who want to promote their podcast.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it is.
He's really created a brilliant idea. And I think it's a great idea, and I think he pulls it off.
Yep.
Because it's a clear concept.
Yep.
It's straightforward process. And yeah, you get to see a bunch of really interesting things. My only issue is I feel that he should be on NPR. He sounds like he wants to
he's
be
got
NPR.
And George also, he also does, is again, yet again, a very nice guy who submitted this to us. He also does a podcast called The Eclectic Mix. Not The Eclectic Review, The Eclectic Mix, which is different songs and music. But Clea's right. I mean, he just sounds like the NPR voice. He's like, okay, well, that sounds great.
My thing is it's a minute.
Yeah.
But the show's actually like 3 to 5 minutes with the minute introduction and the minute music, then the minute leading you up to it, then the minute show, and then the minute of whatever company is sponsoring
the GoDaddy thing, which
week.
I'll talk about in a second. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, it does, you know, that's, well, I guess we can talk about that. So on the good side, first of all, I like the website. I think the website it's simple, but it's clear,
it's really easy
to navigate. I think that the concept is great, and some of the stuff is interesting, you know, like how to tune a guitar. I know how to do that, but it's interesting to listen to it, or how to create a successful tribute band, and the people that he has in to do it are really interesting. So,
and they all very successfully give a fairly good idea.
And they keep it to 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like they do, I even timed it, and we listened to, I think, 6 or 7 episodes, and they all, you know, within a second or so, they
finish
off.
That's why I'd really like it if you could cut all the other stuff out.
That's the thing that we wanted to get to, which is on the so that's the good website and the good show concept is there. The problem is that every show is, as Clea said, followed up with about 30 seconds probably of some GoDaddy advertisement.
And he's done a few different ones.
Podcasting News he did also, right? Because he hosts it. And that's fine. And like we use GoDaddy ourselves. That's cool. And I don't have an objection, I guess, to advertising. But I don't know if it was just because we listened to a series of them in a row. But after a while, if you've only got a 3-minute show and 1/3 of it is taken up either in advertising or introduction or music.
Two-thirds.
You start losing a little bit of the point of the show. I mean, like, especially because it's supposed to be the 1-minute how-to podcast. It'd almost be like if you could do, like, 15-second intro. Here I am. Here's this guy. Okay, go. 1 minute. And then, okay, here's this advertisement, and you're done. And the whole thing takes you, you know, maybe 2 minutes total. That would sort of fit with the design of the show rather than having it feel like you're constantly, you do feel a little bit like you're on one of those public radio. If you like what you've heard, please send us money, and we'll send you a tote bag.
I don't know. I mean,
you know
his website is so clean cut that I almost wish that he could have the advertising like along the sides or something instead of mentioning it in every podcast. He's up to 36 now.
Yeah, that's right. So he's got a lot of these episodes.
So his introduction could be 15 seconds, and then he could do the minute and a half of the introducing the person, allowing them to speak about their podcast,
yep.
And then the minute thing, and then bam, that would be fine. I wouldn't mind listening to that every time.
Yep.
And then having, you know, the advertisements around the side. Otherwise, I think everyone should at least go to this website and look at the list of shows and see if there's anything that strikes your fancy.
Yep.
Because I think that it's fun. There, you might find some interesting things. You're like, oh my gosh, I've always wondered. I've always wanted to know that.
And it's quick. You can just put it on while you're having a bowl of cereal in the morning before you go to work or something. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to like really commit to it. You just listen to it and then you go. But
or when you're making yourself some bacon and eggs, which would probably be a better breakfast because you need some protein.
I beg your pardon. This brought to you by, you know, oh no, we're just like what we said we shouldn't do. Okay. But no, it's true. And I think that that would help. And the other thing I should say is, look, everybody has hosting costs. I mean, we have to spend money to host this website and to publish this stuff. And, you know, assuming that our listener base, we continue to get the one support from you wonderful people, obviously more and more downloads will happen. And eventually we may have to make decisions about how to handle increased costs of bandwidth. But it seems to me that given what his show is about, he could do a lot of that, as you say, by putting stuff on the website and maybe just cut down a little bit on the sort of constant after every show, and here's a 30-second thing from GoDaddy. So that's my only comment about that. But leaving that aside, clear website, and I think the concept's great. I would say this would either be a 4 or 4.5 for me.
Well, my only issue is I don't find his interviewing of the people very good.
Okay. In what sense?
Well, again, seems like a very nice guy. It just seems a little fakey to me. A little NPR fakey, like that Saturday Night Live skit where you have those
two people with the recipes. Well, I don't know. I mean,
I'd rather give it a 3.5.
Oh, really? You're going to... Wow. No kidding.
That's right. I'm the harsh one.
I would say probably... I don't know. I feel like it's a 4. I don't know. I think the idea... I also think it's really unusual. I don't think there's anything else like this in the podcasting world, and I think that gets credit too. So and we're not going to do a thumb war to learn what we get. We've got to decide this through logic.
Oh, logic? Okay, sorry. I don't know. I lost focus there.
I was going to give it a 4 to 4.5.
Okay.
You want to give it 3.5 to a 4.
All right.
The middle number is 4.
All right. I am willing to go to 4 because, yes, it is a great concept and very unique.
But I think the idea is cut down on the advertising and maybe work a little bit on not so much of the fakey NPR feel.
It's a really nice way, too, to bring a bunch of podcasters together. I mean, you have the podcast Pickle, you have Podcast Alley, but this is a way where I feel like it is a little like podcast cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the podcasts is coming together and giving a little bit of themselves. So I like that aspect of it as well.
Definitely. And I think it's a concept which has got a lot of, and it's good for him because he can just get a bunch of people who want to promote their shows and do this one minute how-to. He puts it together and then there you go.
Bam,
so
there you go.
And he does a good job at intercutting and, you know, editing and doing all that stuff as well. So,
okay.
So we would say a four for that. So I think that's going to conclude the show for today. Again, please remember to leave us comments, leave us feedback. We love all that stuff. Put yourself on our Frapper map. I mean, look, there's 20 countries that have checked out our website. So seriously, some of you people need to get on that map because we want to see where you cool people are. And we want to thank you guys, as always, for allowing us to continue to bring the show to you.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that have emailed us.
Yes.
But it'd be really great if you could put your comments on the site so that other people can see what you have to say too.
Exactly. And give us your opinions and feedback and all that stuff. And otherwise, we will see you in 1 week for some good review stuff. I'm Greg.
I'm Clea.
See you next week. The proceeding was a presentation of Upon Further Review, hosted at www.furtherreview.net. As usual, all rights are reserved. If you liked what you heard, please vote for us at podcastalley.com, vitalpodcast.com, and add us to your list of favorites at podcastpickle.com. You can leave us a comment at www.furtherreview.net. Drop us a line at upon@furtherreview.net or give us a phone call or send a fax to 206-339-UFR1. That's 206-339-8371. And lastly, don't be afraid to express your opinions. We know you have them. Let them out. Feel the power. Or you could just blindly accept whatever we tell you is fact. That'll work.